Well, he's been profiled in such outlets as Time, The New Yorker, PBS NewsHour, NPR, Fox News, the BBC, CNN, The Guardian, The Atlantic, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, Washington Post. Goes on and on and on. He's been on with Kathy Lee and Hoda and lots of other different outlets and a lot of interesting different topics that like Tyler and I were talking about. We're going to have to get Frank back in with us. He's a professor of psychology at Knox College. Frank McAndrew joining us here this morning. Frank, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in with us. I'll start with Jay Redfern, our co-worker here joining us as well. Jay, this is interesting. And I did not know everything Frank had done, and you came to me talking about this, and we kind of got talking about the whole our obsession with celebrity here in this country, and like, well, and what really kind of kicked it off with the Queen's death and all the coverage and just so many people that were kind of obsessed. I'm like, okay, for me, it's like, oh yeah, it's kind of sad, but she was 96 years old, and I there's a lot of it I don't understand, and I'll admit there are some of the things I've watched, but kind of what was your thought behind that?
I've been fascinated about this for a long time, and actually I'm probably the opposite of you. I am kind of obsessed with it, and it's just – I just find it interesting, and it goes back, I think, the day that Michael Jackson passed away, and it was just the same thing, just wall to wall. And one of my coworkers said, this isn't news, it's a celebrity. And I said, well, if people find it interesting, then it's not necessarily news – but it's a news topic or for a news outlet. So I think, you know, it's and I'm interested to see what Frank has to say. It's just – I just find it interesting on why some people do like it and some people don't. Some people just like – it's kind of like there's not much in the middle. It's like – seems like it's extreme.
Yeah. Well, I guess to Jay's point, Frank, I guess that if the media outlet – can sell it, or I guess it's more that they can get viewers, that makes it news or whatever they want to call it, right? I mean,
that's right. And they're just giving the people what they want.
Yeah.
And even the people who say they aren't interested in this and talk it down have their own celebrities that they care about. But they're not shallow like those other people. But it's part of who we are. The reason it sells is it taps into our caveman brains that are being tricked by 21st century media, if you don't mind my going on about this. In the world that we evolved in, you had to know what everybody else was up to. You had to know who was sleeping with who had powerful friends, who had access to resources. And if you didn't care about that stuff, you got left behind. And so there was this selection process for people who were fascinated with the lives of others. So we're the descendants of busybodies. We don't want to think of our ancestors that way, but we are. Okay. So if you knew a lot about somebody, by definition, they were socially important to you. And that made you need to know more. Now, that worked pretty well in a world where you lived your whole life in this tribe of 150 people that you knew face to face. Our brains are not prepared for this onslaught of information about strangers. So these celebrities become part of our lives just because we know so much about them. It makes us want to know more. You probably know more about your favorite celebrities than your next door neighbors. And consciously, you know that these people don't matter. I'm never going to meet them. They're not part of my life. But you can't look away. You know, it's this impulse to know more. So that's where it comes from.
Rubbernecking on the highway going by the action. You got to see what it is.
You got to
see what happened. Is it somebody I know? Yeah. Frank McAndrew, he's a professor of psychology at Knox College. And you said this is an inherited trait in us. So, you know, I'm thinking it's like, okay, going back, you know, the OJ trial, how huge that was. But it goes way back beyond that, because I kind of got thinking after I had kind of said that initially. It's like, okay, well, you go back then, you know, look at JFK and the Kennedys and the obsession with them, which has never stopped. But even going back further, looking Hollywood itself and celebrities and scandals and the marriages and who's sleeping with who. This has been going on since movie times. And I'm guessing even, I don't know, it would have been a little bit different prior to electronic media. But I'm guessing, you know, like maybe before it was just more, hey, what are our neighbors doing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. People haven't changed.
Yeah.
Media has changed.
Right.
So I think if there's a big difference between long, long ago and now, it's we're now fascinated by people that we don't know personally. But we were always fascinated by people that we knew a lot about, and that is something that hasn't changed. It does have kind of an upside, though. You and I haven't spoken before today, but we could go out to lunch and talk about Donald Trump or other celebrities, athletes. They're like friends in law. You know, they're people that we know in common, and it kind of gives you a basis for a real relationship with people. So I think keeping up with celebrities like Jay does, is a social skill. It gives you ammunition that you can use in social interactions. It's a way of connecting with people.
Where did your study of this and this part of the humans, where did that kind of start with our obsession with this type of thing?
Well, you know, it's a very trivial story, but I remember vividly. I'd been at Knox for 20 years probably and never thought about this as a topic to study. And I was standing in a line at the supermarket one time, and I'm just kind of standing there. And for the first time in my life, I really looked at all those tabloid magazines that are sitting there on the rack, you know, the movie stars, and there were so many of them. And it was the first time I ever thought about it. How do they stay in business? Who's buying all these, and why do they care? And so being a good psychologist, I decided, well, let me go to the scientific literature and see what people have to say about this. And I was absolutely blown away that there was nothing. Nobody had studied this. And so I saw the opportunity to, this is interesting. I'll do something new. And as soon as I published a journal article or two about it, the media was, I think a lot of people wanted somebody to let them off the hook. It's okay to gossip. It's all right to be interested in celebrities. I'm not a shallow, bad person. And so there was this hunger for, you know, somebody that could tell them that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I would agree with what Frank said, Jay. It's like, have you ever seen anybody buy one of those?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Maybe before the days of like social media and internet and as much cable, you know, that was the only source of, you know, I guess it goes back to Rona Barrett way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the celebrity reporter. But, yeah, I don't think now. Now, and that, I don't know if they were as sensational as they are today.
Yeah. But we were all reading the headline, though, you know, Madonna dates Bigfoot or what. We were all reading them. You know, we weren't picking them up, but we were looking at the headlines, though. We were all interested in them. Frank McAndrew, professor of psychology at Knox College, joining us here this morning. So what, like, as the makeup of a person, what – It's anybody. It's me. It's you know, unemployed Joe down the street or rich Mary over there. Everybody does this. Is there any particular makeup of person that has these interests in especially in celebrities in particular?
No, I think everybody is interested in what other people are up to. Some people more freely admit it than others, but I think there are certain ways you can predict who's interested in whom. We tend to be interested in people of about our age and same gender because they're our competitors. We're kind of programmed, we want to know what's going on with other people, but we especially want to know what's going on with other people that I'm in competition with. And so if I'm an 18-year-old caveman, I don't really care what 50-year-old guys are doing or what women are doing other than knowing who's going to be good to mate with and who isn't. It's these other 18-year-old guys that I'm going to be jockeying with for my whole life. So I'm interested in them. But we're also interested in stories about people who are successful, especially younger people. Teenagers are really fascinated by movie stars and rock stars because they have the fame and the power. And if I study them, maybe I can learn strategies, you know, maybe I can dress just the right way or do just the right things. And I, too, can be like them. So in some ways, our interest in celebrities is a way of learning strategies for managing your life and being successful. I don't think people consciously sit down and say to themselves, you know, I'm going to pay attention to this celebrity so I can learn something. We're kind of drawn to them because it's been adaptive for us.
What about in particular, like with the royal family themselves, and especially it's really just the English royal family that we care about for whatever reason. If you go back to Princess Diana and even before her death and the coverage of that, but just her and Charles and Charles' affair. Yeah, the wedding. That's right. I forgot the coverage of the wedding. And now their kids and Harry and Meghan and everything. Why do we have that obsession? We fought against that royalty to get our own country. Yep. Because we're never going to be them or what?
We don't have anything quite like them.
Right.
But it's also, it's almost like a running TV show about a family. And we know the entire history of that family, 1,000 years back. We know the names of the kings and queens and the scandals that have happened. And we've seen the marriages come together and break up. And we've seen Harry and William as babies growing up. And so we feel like we're part of their life just because they're always there. And especially if you're British, it is your family. You know, they are a symbol of the country, and they represent you, and so you care about what they're doing.
Frank McAndrew, a professor of psychology at Knox College. Okay, so do you know in and you may not have studied this, but in any other country, perhaps Great Britain, obviously they are also obsessed with their own royalty because it's theirs, but do they have the same obsession? Is there like American families, couples, or is it just celebrities, movie stars? I can't imagine they're all sitting there wondering what the Kardashians are doing. Oh, look at this American royalty. I don't know. What is there?
You'd be surprised at how pervasive American celebrity is around the world. Okay. Wherever you go, people know who the big Hollywood stars are, and they know about the scandals, and they take sides. Because these people matter to us, if there's a messy divorce or somebody's cheating on somebody, it's just like they're real people you know. You want to find out who you need to blame. And some people have never forgiven Brad for what he did to, you know.
Angelina
Yep.
Bennifer and Brangelina. It's such a mess. Well, so is there, it seems like most of what we're interested, other than the royals, and obviously, but we always seem to be interested in that downside, that bad side, that we're looking for that bad thing to happen, like you said, with the divorce, or what did Brad do to Angelina, or, you know, with Michael Jackson's death, oh, he OD'd, Prince, it seems to be like the dark side of things that we seem to be more interested in, as opposed to the happy stories, the good that celebrities do.
We like dirt, absolutely we do, and there's a good reason for that. A lot of gossip, I would argue even most gossip, is geared toward helping us make judgments about the moral character of people. Is this someone I can trust or not? Is this somebody who's going to stab me in the back? Because that's the stuff that's going to come back to haunt us. So, and it's the stuff you can use. So again, if you think about gossip as a tool for being socially successful, using again the caveman analogy, if I'm a caveman and I find out the guy that's higher than me in the food chain just got another beautiful wife and dragged home another mastodon for dinner, this doesn't help me. You know, I can't do anything with that. On the other hand, if I find out he's just had a falling out with one of his political rivals or been caught in some steamy sexual scandal that's going to rip apart his relationship with his wife, this is something that's interesting to me because I can use it. Now, we're going to be interested in good stuff that we can use. If one of my best friends or one of my family members just won the lottery or is dating a movie star, that kind of thing is going to be really, really interesting. But you're right. Most of the time, we like dirt because it's potentially much more bankable. You know, it's stuff that we can do something with.
Are there some of these that are predictable, celebrity obsessions that are predictable, or some that have, like, that even you've been surprised about it? Like, why are people interested in this?
You mean why are they interested in celebrity in general?
Yeah, like the next big celebrity thing. You know, like, are you ever surprised? Like, why is that drawing so much interest?
Of course, yeah. Whenever I see people fascinated by people that I'm not fascinated by, I go, "What? Why?" But it's the same process. I don't know a lot about these people. And so they're not interesting to me, but somebody else who, you know, whether it's a YouTube star or the next boy band or whatever it might be, the people who are paying attention to them come to be fascinated by them because they know so much about them. And they've either decided they love them or hate them, and the technical term is a parasocial relationship. It's one way. I have a relationship with these celebrities. They don't know that I exist, and you know, they're not concerned with me at all, but I still build them into my life. And some people really take this to an extreme, right? I mean, they dress like their favorite celebrities, and they go the same places their favorite celebrities go. And Yeah, it becomes a lifestyle.
You know, and that kind of answered the question. I was kind of wondering with like the social media and social media stars, like that's one I don't understand because these people are famous. I guess I get it if somebody's like really funny, doing some really funny comedy or slapstick or whatever, I get that. But some of the others, I you know, whether it's TikTok or like YouTube, like you mentioned, some of that I don't understand, but I guess you watch it enough, you feel like you know that person, so you're going to, and then you tell your friends and so on, like the old shampoo commercial, and then it just grows from there.
Well, and it's kind of a contagious thing. If you see a lot of other people paying attention to somebody, yeah, it's sort of, there must be a reason, and maybe I should pay attention too. If you get a group of people out and have them staring at something, everybody who walks by is going to look up there because people are paying attention. And so I think celebrity happens just because, take the Kardashians, for example. Nobody can figure out why they're famous. I mean, they're
famous for being famous, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They don't do anything. They don't seem to, well, I won't trash the Kardashian. But the point is, just because people pay attention to them and everybody knows who they are, it perpetuates itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank McAndrew, he's a professor of psychology at Knox College. It was very, very interesting. Frank, we would love to have you back. There's so many. Tyler and I were talking about some things. You know, I'm thinking obsession with horror movies and not just even movies. I like this Jeffrey Dahmer thing on Netflix right now. It's so popular. I've watched about a half hour, and he hasn't even done anything really bad yet, and it's still creeping me out. Just our obsession with those type of things, too, which may go along a little bit with this kind of thing. So we'd love to have you back, talk about some of those other things as well.
Yeah, creepiness is what I do. So.
Frank, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Best part of my day.